Test 81, Section 2, Question 25. Here, we're looking for which one describes a flaw in the reasoning. So we're looking for what's a problem with it. And it says, successful economic growth must be preceded by technological innovations in expanding industries and corporations into their production or distribution procedures. So you have to, in order to have growth, you have to have these innovations. Since a worldwide ban on fossil fuels would surely produce many innovations, okay, so a worldwide ban would produce innovations, it is obvious such a ban would be followed by an economic boom rather than an economic depression foreseen by the critics. Okay, this is a bad if then. It's saying if you have growth, you have to have technological innovations, and then it's saying therefore, since you're going to have innovations, then you would have growth. It's a bad if then. So necessary and sufficient condition would be kind of what we'd be looking for. A, argument assumes truth of the conclusion. It's not circular reasoning, so that's not the correct answer. Attempts to establish the falsehood of proposition, criticizing the reasoning of those who assert its truth. It's not the flaw that we're getting here, sort of the failure to prove proves the opposite. That's not what's happening. Argument attempts to establish a conclusion on the basis of stronger evidence than the conclusion requires. That's actually not a flaw. So if you had stronger evidence than what's required, then that's good. D, argument confuses a necessary condition for a phenomenon with a sufficient condition. That's what we were looking for. And then argument presumes without justification because certain conditions only sometimes precede a certain phenomenon. They always bring about that phenomenon. No, in this case it isn't that it only sometimes does it. It's just saying that because you always have to have that therefore having it would then guarantee the event. And so therefore D is our correct response.